American paratroopers fight their way into an abandoned building together with elite Polish forces. Poland had around 2,500 troops in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and the ones here have no shortage of combat experience with the Americans. Captain Marcin Wilga.
Our standard operating rules are basically the same, so we know how to cooperate, how to fulfill all the tasks, and how to finish all the objectives that our superiors are giving to us.
Go. Go.
As the building and surrounding area are secured, snipers watch the forest. Media were invited to film the operation amid concerns here in Poland about events in neighboring Ukraine. Świdwin is the main town in the area, and its idyllic center masks a deep unease about Russia's intentions. High school senior Paulina Kiełbowska wants Poland to remain the post-communist democracy it has been her whole life.
Yes, I'm afraid about it. I hope that everything will be okay.
There are those with longer memories, like Stanislav Piotrowicz and his friends, who don't believe Russia wants war, but don't mind having American troops here.
They can stay somewhat longer until we know everything's okay.
The training grounds are up the road from this northern Polish town, but it's still a lot closer to Germany than it is to the Russian border. Poland has asked for a NATO force of 2 brigades or 5,000 soldiers. Any further deployment should not escalate the crisis, says Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution in Washington.
I think you've got to be very clear that any capability in these countries that we deployed there or stationed there would have to be modest in size and lightly armed.
From the American perspective, I thought it went very well. You're a very professional organization. And we enjoy working with you. Thank you.
Many Poles believe this deployment is the least America can do after their country's participation in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Drawsko Army Base, Poland.
Thank you.